Good morning, IABs. Hello, IABs, are you there?
Am I in the room? Do I see that happening?
Thank you all for coming to the annual IABs business meeting. We are going to take a few minutes to enjoy our breakfast, and then we will get started with the agenda. Thank you for coming again. use that, Kana. Do I do it? Gotcha. Thank you. All right. Good morning, everyone. How are you enjoying your breakfast? That's a joke, right? All right. We're going to get this meeting to order. Good morning, IABS, the annual business meeting of the Illinois Association of Blind Students will now come to order. Welcome, everyone. My name is Rose Sloan, and I am the second vice president of IABS. I will be conducting this meeting today because our lovely president, Liz Botner, unfortunately could not make it this morning. But she is here on the phone. Hi, Liz. And Liz will also make a guest appearance because she will be giving the president's report this morning. Okay, so the meeting is going to go something like this. First, we are going to introduce ourselves. And board, please indicate your board position so people know who you are. After that, we are going to have our NABS rep, Karen Anderson, give a little speech. After that, our treasurer, Ms. Ronza Othman, will give the treasurer's report. And then we're going to have the president's report by Liz. This will be followed by old and new business. Finally, we will elect the new board for the 2012-2014 term. So without further ado, let's begin with introductions. As I said, my name is Rose Sloan, and I am the second vice president of IABS. And as far as I understand it, we do not have a wireless mic. So we are going to do introductions from our seats. Just try to be loud. Julia, will you begin? Oh, okay. For the stream, I will be repeating everyone's names.
Hello, hello, hello. I got an idea. I know how to make this work.
Thank you, Blair.
The cordless will come out of one speaker and Liz will come out of the other. We'll split the difference.
Perfect.
Where do you want to...
Julia, please.
Okay. Last minute solution.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Julia Chang, and I am current acting secretary on the IABS board.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Karen Anderson. I am the NABS rep for the Illinois Association of Blind Students.
Tony Olivero.
Ryan Kwok, nuisance for hire.
Well put.
Blair Alper, Leanne's boyfriend and the guy trying to make all this work.
Leanne Main, Door Prize, FEI for 41 years.
Hey, everybody, it's Chris Jekyll on the board of IABS.
Meg Dowell, I am on the board of IABS.
Hey, guys, can we quiet down a little bit to hear who's here? Excuse me, the table to my left. Can we be a little bit quieter, please?
Patty,
I know, Patty. Wasn't going to call you out.
Ronza Othman, soon to be former treasurer of IAC.
David Meyer, president of FBI Chicago chapter.
Anil Lewis.
Francisco Chang.
Connie Davis, human being.
Wait, am I saying something?
Yes, you're saying
so. Hi, everybody. My name is Deanna Criata, and I'm 18 years old.
Steve Hostellis.
Jesse Hughes. Hilda Sandifer.
Debbie Stein.
Anil Lewis. Oh, no, I got confused. I'm sorry. Carl Jacobson.
This is Mindy Jacobson.
Patty Chang.
Karen Kronk. Sherry Gregson.
Michael Pickerel.
Tammy Pickerel. Gabriel Gregson. Kathy Randall.
Leslie Hamrick.
Linda Handel.
Rob Kaiser.
Adrian Rodriguez. Anthony Broberheiser.
Ryan Perry.
Katie Ledham.
Brianna Lilyman.
Alexa Schweikow.
James Dickman.
Thank you, everyone, for introducing yourselves.
Don't forget Liz.
Yeah, Liz, hello. Liz, you want to introduce yourself as well?
Yes, good morning, everyone. My name is Liz Botner. I am the outgoing Illinois Blind Student President.
All right, welcome. Karen Anderson, are you ready to give our speech? Awesome, okay, so Karen Anderson is the NABS rep. I believe she's the first vice president of the National Association of Blind Students, and she's going to come and give a NAB's report. So Karen is making her way to the stage.
Good morning, everybody. Is everyone awake?
No.
Oh, come on now. We all got plenty of sleep, right? So I am here on behalf of the National Association of Blind Students. Our president, Sean Whalen, wishes that he could be here because he likes coming to Illinois. But I got to come, and so I am very glad that he is not here because I am. For those of you who are new to convention, anyone here a first-timer at convention?
Yes.
Awesome. The Illinois Association of Blind Students, whose awesome breakfast this is part of a bigger whole. They're part of the National Federation of the Blind of Illinois. I think you've all met a few members of them. But they're also part of the National Association of Blind Students. What we are is a national organization devoted to issues relating to blind students. So just like IABS, only on a national level. We do a lot of really cool things in NABS. Our membership committee puts on monthly conference calls where students have a chance to talk about and learn about different issues relating to students. I know one call recently related to athletics and sports that blind people participate in and how they do it. One call has related to how to work with and form relationships with professors or high school teachers. So those calls are open to anyone who wants to call in. And they send out reminders every month. So if you would like to get information about that, let me know. We also have a Facebook and Twitter presence. Our Facebook is National Association of Blind Students. Our Twitter is NABS Link. That's just the name they picked. I don't know. We also, this is one of the favorite things, my favorite things that we do. Every quarter we publish a newsletter called the Student Slate. I'm very proud of this. It's packed full of stories about what students are doing, articles written about what we are doing on a national level. So in the issue that's about to come out in like the next 2 or 3 days, there's an article by Anil Lewis talking about the Goodwill boycotts. It's an awesome article. I read it. It's great. Some issues will have fashion tips. Some issues will have stories about really cool things that blind students got to do, like studying abroad. And every issue, we feature one student division. So one student division president is asked to write an article about what their division is doing, which gives you guys a chance to learn about what other divisions are doing, and you can bring it back here to Illinois. If you want to write an article for the Student Slate, please feel free to let me know. I'm going to be here all morning, so if you have article ideas, please, please come and talk to me. We're always looking for articles. I know some of you in here are writers, so... Anyone in here been to Washington Seminar? Oh my gosh. That's awesome. I'm not used to that. So you guys probably all know this. At Washington Seminar, NABS has our annual business meeting. We'll be having that this year, once again, in Washington, D.C. The date is going to be announced, but it'll either be the Sunday or the Monday of Washington Seminar. If you have article or agenda topics, excuse me, please let us know. This is you guys' meeting. You know, we want to make sure that the agenda is something that you guys are going to be interested in. So If you have things that you have questions about or things that you want to present about, please let us know. And we hope you'll all be out there. We're also going to be holding our social one more time this year. Last year was the first year for the NABS Cafe. Anybody go? I know a couple of you went. Yeah, thank you. It was lots of fun. Ask them. They enjoyed it. They told me so. Maybe they lied, but I don't think so. If you would like to perform at NABS Cafe, we would love to have you. If you have auction items that you want to donate, we would love to have those. If you just want to get involved in planning the NABS Cafe, we would love to have you too. You know, the NABS board, we're only 9 people, which seems like a lot sometimes, but there's a lot to be done. And like I said, this is your organization. This is your division of the National Federation of the Blind. So we want the things that we do to be relevant to you. And we want you to feel like you have a vested interest. If there are things that we're not doing that you want us to do, please, please, please come and talk to me. We are more than happy to look at new projects, to start new programs, to work on new things. One more thing that we're going to be starting up very, very soon that I want to highlight for you guys. Anyone know what Braille Readers or Leaders is? Yeah. Anyone going to participate in Braille Readers or Leaders? A couple of you. Okay. For the past several years, the National Association of Blind Students has run a fundraiser in conjunction with Braille Readers or Leaders called Pennies for Pages. We thought it was a cute little name. What you do is you sign up to read. You sign up with Braille Readers or Leaders, and then you sign up with us. And you find people who will sponsor you per page. So say I convinced, Patty to sponsor me. I'm dreaming here. Maybe she would sponsor me one penny per page I read.
$10 a page. You're sponsoring, right?
I'll go with a penny a page. I'll spare Patty's poor wallet. She would end, if I read 1,000 pages, she would donate $10 to the National Association of Blind Students, which is awesome. But it's even better because part of that money is going to come right back to my state, which would be Nebraska. So realistically, Patty's going to sponsor someone from Illinois so that the Illinois Association of Blind Students is going to get part of the money. So it's a really cool fundraiser. You guys don't have to do anything but read and find people who like that you read. If you have more questions about that, I'm not going to stand up here and talk about that for the whole time, but if you have questions about it, please come see me. I'll be in the back with the IABS people because the IABS people are cool. In case you guys don't know, they're also selling awesome t-shirts that I bought 3 of. If you have questions about anything that I've talked about, or if you have ideas for any programs that you want to see us do, please come and talk to me. We really, really want this to be you guys' division. It's not just a division for college students. It's not just a division for the board. It's a division for blind students. High school, college, non-traditional, law students, med students, it doesn't matter. We're all blind students. We all have the same issues in common, and we all need to work together to make our educational opportunities that much brighter. So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Karen. Blair, does that beeping mean that there's people who have entered? Are there new people on the phone who have entered? Would you like to introduce yourself?
No, so what happened is I think it cut out, and so that beeping is the phone rebooting.
Oh, okay.
Because when it cuts out, I get music on my end, and when it beeps, I get you guys back.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure I let everyone introduce themselves who is present. All right, next we are going to have our treasurer, Ronza Othman, come and give the treasurer's report.
Good morning. I happen to be having the worst technology day ever, so my treasurer's report is having trouble coming up. We just had a treasurer's report in August, so the beginning date on this report is August 12th, 2012. We had a beginning balance of $505.08. We had expenses. Oh, the ending date is yesterday, October 6th, 2012. The expenses that I'm going to talk about do include some of the things that we've done at this convention, but only the events and activities that have closed. So, for example, things like the raffle, which is not closed, the T-shirt sale, are paying for those T-shirts, and things that Liz has not issued authorizations for yet, like the plaques, are not reflected in this treasurer's report. So we had, as I said, an opening balance on August 12th. And one moment, please. Technology may be willing to cooperate. $505.08. We had expenses of $30 in the form of bank fees. We had income. Those were the only expenses. We had income of $210 from IABS Idle. We had $17 from Idle tips. Those are the tips that people were giving as Karen was waitressing. Thank you. And we have donation of $60. Thank you, Carl, Patty, and vendors. Leaving us with a closing balance of $757.08.
Thank you, Ronza. I believe I heard a move to approve. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries that the treasurer's report has been approved.
I will never have to do that again.
If I weren't wearing a dress, I'd be more than happy to do that for you, Ronza. Okay. Yes, I'd like to take a moment right now just to thank Ronza so much again for all her years of service as, you know, past president and now treasurer. Thank you, Ronza. We really appreciate all your hard work. All right. At this time, we are going to have the presidential report. Liz actually was awesome and recorded it for us, so we are going to play that right now. Unless Liz has anything else she'd like to say before it gets started.
I do not, beyond thanking everyone for just being a fantastic support to me in these last 2 years. I really appreciate being able to have the opportunity to serve in the IABS presidency.
Great. Thanks, Liz. Sound crew ready?
Good morning, fellow students, parents, and friends of the Illinois Association of Blind Students. My name is Liz Botner. I serve as the current but outgoing president of the Illinois Association of Blind Students, more simply known as IABS. Although I am regretfully unable to be with you in person today, it is via the wonders of technology that I am still, nevertheless, able to deliver this year's presidential report. This past year, we of the Illinois Association of Blind Students have continued to promote our organization by way of various outreach efforts and new project ideas. In making way for the new ideas, those old ideas that have proven time and time again to work have not been forgotten. Why fix what is not broken? One example of this is IAB's Idol, our annual singing competition fundraiser, which takes place during convention and is our biggest event in terms of revenue generated. I would like to thank everyone who participated in Friday evening's event. We once again this year gave out 2 Teaching Excellence Awards. Last night's banquet presentation of these awards to the 2 deserving individuals highlights what exemplary dedication and passion that teachers of blind and low vision students have for what they do and who they serve. This year, the Illinois Association of Blind Students was represented both at Washington Seminar and in attendance with the Chicago chapter in their visit to the Chicago Zoo. At Washington Seminar, our student representatives had a chance to attend the meeting of the National Association of Blind Students, which afforded them the opportunity to both gain valuable information from various speakers related to student issues and network with other students from across the country. The Chicago Zoo trip gave those IAB members who went the opportunity to interact with more of the affiliate members. It is my hope that outreach efforts such as these will continue in the future. New and innovative projects and ideas about how to continue to spread the awareness of our organization out to as many people as possible are always welcomed. Our most recent T-shirt fundraiser, which we kicked off at the start of this convention, is a testament to this fact. I would at this time like to thank the affiliate for their part in allowing the fundraiser to be a reality. All of the work that we of the Illinois Association of Blind Students do cannot be done by one person or even the board alone. This is where you, the membership at large, plays a very important role. Maybe you are sitting in your seat after having also sat at last year's IAB's business meeting, still wondering, why join? What's in it for me? IABS is only as strong as its members. If what is holding you back from joining is not knowing where you fit in, my advice to you is to join and get involved to discover where that might be. It could be in serving on one of our various committees, sales, fundraising, programs and special events, PR, or outreach and membership. If your hesitancy in joining is due to something you dislike that we have been doing, my advice to you is to join the organization and help to change it. By sitting on the sidelines, you are doing just that, sitting on the sidelines instead of being an active participant. IABS is an organization for students led by students. This mission can only be upheld if students get involved. In closing, 2012 has been a productive year for IABS, and 2013 has the potential to be even more so. I am very grateful to have had the opportunity to lead IABS for the past 2 years, and I'm excited to see what the next 2 years will bring under a new leadership. This concludes the 2012 presidential report. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Any final comments, Liz?
No.
All right. Second. Any discussion? Any discussion? Okay. All in favor of accepting the 2012 presidential report, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. 2012 presidential report is approved. All right, the next thing on our agenda are the elections of the new board. We had a meeting a couple weeks ago describing the process of how these elections are going to be run. So I'm not going to take the time right now to explain all the little rules that are involved with this, but I will announce the positions that are up for election right now. We have president, first vice president, second vice president, secretary, treasurer, and two-year board positions. There will likely also be two board positions that will become vacant that are one-year terms. I now open the floor for nominations for president. Oh, just kidding. Oh, I have to say who can vote? Okay, sorry. All right, so people who can vote are the people who have paid dues for IABS or those who automatically are members of IABS due to our different programs, such as the scholarship program, Freedom Link, those programs. Ronza has a list of who is eligible to vote, and she is going to read it right now.
Liz Botner, Francisco Chang, Julia Chang, Jonathan Chang, Patty Gregory Chang, Vandana Chaudhry, Ashley Davis Kimmel, Megan Dowell, Gina Falvo, Alex Gamino, Bob Gardner, Nancy Gardner, Jana Herdert, Chris Jekyll, Danielle Keys, Ryan Quag, Katie Lanham. Oh, we lost Liz again. Brianna Lilliman, Mayan Malter, Glenn Moore, Michael Nowicki, Patrick Olson, Ronza Othman, Kathy Randall, Bill Reif, Mohammed Saifallah, Ali Slaughter, Rose Sloan, Debbie Stein, Dale Schweck, Michelle Wesley, Howard Wilson, Diana Kujaka, Alexa Shwikov, Alyssa Richardson, Alicia, Alyssa Gray, Josh Wanstock, Emma Meyer, Allie, Debbie, help me, Craggy? Okay. Hannah Hakes, Angelica Coomer, and Matthew Miller. My apologies. Also, this year's scholarship class, you guys are also eligible. I read some of your names, Ryan Perry, Tony Brony Overheiser. And for some reason, I'm missing one of you, Adrian Rodriguez and Gaia Acardino.
Okay, great. So everyone who was just named are eligible to not only vote, but you are also eligible to nominate and be nominated. All right. So at this time, I'm going to open the floor for elections, and I'm going to take nominations for the position of president. Are there any nominations for the position of IABS president?
I nominate Rose Sloan.
So do I.
Okay, because my name was placed on the ballot, I'm going to ask Ronza to continue this process. Oh, and I accept the nomination. Thank you.
Okay. Rose accepts the nomination. Do we have any further nominations from the floor? Do we have any further nominations from the floor? Do we have any further nominations from the floor for the position of president? Do I have a motion that nomination cease? There's been a motion that nomination cease and we vote by acclamation. Is there a second? There's been a second. Any discussion? All in favor of electing Rose as president by acclamation, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Thank you, everyone, for that. Ronza, I love you, but technically you were supposed to ask me if I was why I wanted to be nominated. So it's all good. Just really fast, just because I do have a couple prepared remarks, I do just want to say them. So. All right. Well, I have it written in the if tense, so that's kind of awkward. But anyway, if elected president of IABS, I would love to see IABS do many things. My main goal for IABS is mentoring. I would love to see not only more mentoring where we, as students, mentor younger students, but I would also like to see us take advantage of the amazing NFBI members and be mentored by them. Another goal I am setting for IABS is to actually plan an outing. We have been talking about this for years. If this turns out to be impossible, then I will try my absolute hardest to see as many of you face-to-face as I can before our next annual business meeting. In other words, I want to make myself available to you, and I want you, the member of IABS, to feel that you can contact me if you need anything. Additionally, I want to see IABS take advantage of social media and update our website, because I want to see IABS grow in members. Thank you for nominating and electing me for the position of president.
He's not a member if he's not eligible. And boy, he also has to amend the
Constitution. Okay. I am now going to open the floor for nominations for the position of first vice president. Are there any nominations for first vice president?
I nominate
Chris Jekyll. Chris Jekyll, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Are there any more nominations for first vice president? Any more nominations? Any more nominations? All right, I heard two people say that. Okay, great. Motion to elect Chris by acclamation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Oh, Chris, would you like to say a few words?
Sure.
Oh, and Chris, you're elected. Congratulations.
You know, I got some pretty big shoes to fill with Rose being the last. And right. You know, Rose was such a terrific first VP, so, and I'm wearing shoes. I have shoes to fill, but I'm wearing shoes. For all of you who don't know, last year, I went to the swimming pool late. Someone, I think, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I think they accidentally took my shoes, because who would want my stinky shoes? And so I was shoeless during this meeting a year ago, so I'm glad that today, you know, for your nose's sake. But anyway, kidding aside, Rose has been a terrific first VP, and it's going to be some... Michelle, sorry, excuse me. So anyway, I got big shoes to fill either way, and I'm happy to be here, and thank you very much.
All right. Congratulations, Chris. The floor is now open for nominations for the position of second vice president. Do I have any nominations for second vice president?
I nominate
Brianna Lilyman.
Me too.
Brianna, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I accept.
Are there any more nominations for second vice president?
I nominate Debbie Stein.
No.
Debbie, do you accept the nomination?
No.
Okay. Any more nominations? Any more nominations? Any more nominations? We have a move. Do we have a second? Do we have a second?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. There's been a move and a second to elect Brianna for second vice president by acclamation. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations, Brianna. Would you like to say a few words?
Hello, everyone. I'm Brianna Lilyman. Though I'm new
to IABS. I'm really excited to be a part of it. I'm really reliable and fun sometimes, which I think
is. Welcome to the conference room. You can press star zero.
I think that's important for our student division.
To enter a private consultation, touch star 4 for this help message, or dial star 6 to mute or unmute your phone.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm just really excited to work with everyone and be a part of IAB, so thank you.
Thank you, Brianna. The floor is now open for nominations for the position of secretary.
Do we nominate Julia Chang?
Julia, do you accept the nomination?
Yeah.
Do we have any more nominations? Do we have any more nominations? Nominations, any more? I have a move. Anyone have a second?
Second.
Awesome. All in favor of electing Julia Chang to Secretary of IABS, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Congratulations, Julia. You are reelected as Secretary. Would you like to say a few words?
Hi, everyone. I know it's early, but thank you for all coming down here. I'm really excited to work with this new board. I know a lot of people are coming down, but a lot of people are also stepping up, so I'm really excited for the next 2 years, and that's it.
Thank you, Julia. The floor is now open for nominations for the position of treasurer. Do I have any nominations? Meg Dowell, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Are there any more nominations? Nominations? Any more nominations? I have a motion. Do I have a second? Thank you. I have a motion and a second to elect Meg as treasurer by acclamation. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Great. Megan, congratulations. You are elected treasurer of IABS. Would you like to say a few words?
Thank you, guys. You've been really good to me this weekend. I wanted to announce that I have had no coffee this morning, and look how awake I am. Isn't that fantastic? Thank you, guys. You're awesome.
Congratulations, Megan. The floor is now open for nominations for a board position with a 2-year term previously held by Debbie Stein. Debbie Stein, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Anyone else want to nominate anyone else? Any more nominations? Did I hear another nomination?
No.
All right.
Trying to go from the grave.
Any more nominations?
Nomination.
I have a motion. Does anyone have a second for? Great. All in. All in favor of voting Debbie Stein to a 2-year board position by acclamation, please indicate your approval by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Great. Congratulations, Debbie. You are elected to a 2-year term of IABS, her board position. Would you like to say a few words?
Can you come up to the
4,
mic?
4, 2, 3, 4, 2, 2, 7, number 1, 1, 46.
The mic is right behind you. There you go.
This is a great organization and a great board, and I'm happy to be able to help in any way that I can. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie, and we appreciate all your years of service as well. Thank you for continuing to serve on this board. The floor is now open for nominations for the position of board member for a 2-year term. Do I have any nominations? Previously held by Allie?
Yep.
Yes, okay, Allie. Any nominations?
I nominate Ryan Perry.
Ryan Perry, do you accept the nomination? Did I hear a yes? Are there any more nominations? Sorry, who was that?
He nominated Katie. Ryan nominated Katie.
Okay. I think this was a first. Katie, do you accept the nomination?
Sure.
Okay, do we have any more nominations for the 2-year board position? Do we have any more nominations for the 2-year board position? One more time. Do we have any more nominations for the 2-year board position? Okay. There's a motion to close nominations. All right, great. All opposed to closing nominations? All in favor of closing nominations? Okay, great. Katie and Ryan, would you please come up here to say a few words? All right. Let's see. I think we're going to do this in reverse order of how they were nominated. So, Katie, please say a few words about why you'd like to be a board member.
Hello, everybody. I would like to be a board member because I like to be involved with NFB. I have been to 2 youth slams, 2 youth leaderships, which I was president and vice president, because you get voted on groups. I also went to Project Innovation as a senior innovator, and I love to get involved.
Thank you, Katie. Ryan, would you like to say a few words?
Sure, I can't really compete. I've almost seen it. Well, like I said the other day, I just really want to get involved. I've got loads of board experience. I've been presidents, vice presidents, secretaries, all that, for about 9 years off and on. And I, just, yeah, like Katie, I just want to be a part of this because I really like what's going on. So.
All right, thank you, Ryan. Now we are going to have a voice vote. Okay. Okay, how do we word this?
We're going to vote for Ryan.
Okay, we're going to vote for Ryan first. So anyone who would like to vote for Ryan, please indicate by saying aye. All right, anyone in favor of voting for Katie, please say aye.
Aye.
It sounds like Katie has it, but do either of the 2 nominees want a count of the votes? Ryan, would you like a count?
No, I accept the will of the
people. Okay. congratulations, Katie. You are elected to the 2-year board position. Would you like to say a few words?
I'd like to thank you all for voting for me, and I am really honored to be on the board for 2 years. Thank you.
Thank you, Katie, and congratulations. The floor is now open for nominations. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. So we have 2 more board positions that are actually up for election because they were previously held by Meg Dowell and Chris Jekyll, but they've sort of gotten a promotion per se. They now hold other positions. So their terms are incomplete and they need to be completed by someone. They're just 1-year board position terms. I now open the floor for nominations for the position of board member 1-year term. Do I have any nominations? Ryan Perry, do you accept the nomination?
No.
Okay. James Dickman, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Do I have any more nominations for 1-year board position? Do I have any more nominations? Any more nominations? There's a move to cease nominations. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor of James Dickman for the position of one-year board member, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Congratulations, James. Would you like to say a few words?
Good morning, everybody. I would first like to thank Denise Avant for nominating me. And I'm a newcomer, and I'm really excited to get involved in the board. So thank you all for being here, and I'm excited.
Thank you, James, and congratulations. We have one last position up for election. This will be another one-year board member position. The floor is now open for nominations. Ryan Perry, do you accept the nomination? Are there any board nominations? Are there any more nominations? Any more nominations? Would I second? Awesome. There is a motion and a second to elect Ryan Perry to one-year board position. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Congratulations, Ryan Perry. You have been elected for a one-year board position. Would you like to say a few words? Can you come to the mic for the stream?
I am wearing the shirt. Thank you. I feel like I've been trying to get on this board for quite a while, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you. Thank you all.
All right. This concludes elections. Congratulations to everyone who was elected today. And thank you for making my job easy and everything going smoothly. And thank you to Liz, Allie, Michelle, and Ronza for their service. We will dearly miss you guys on our board. All right, now some closing remarks, which I don't have prepared, so I'm going to wing this. Oh, yeah, I forgot about new business and old business. Anyone have any old business they'd like to discuss? Okay. Anyone have any new business?
Often.
Yes, Ronzo?
I think we should just explain that we are...
Please talk on the mic.
Just to explain, we had a board meeting a couple weeks ago where we changed our protocol. Previously, we've been forwarding $2 to the chapter of the individual's choice to belong to a local chapter. And since that has changed, I suggest that maybe we talk about it just to explain to everybody.
Okay. So in the past, IABS dues were $5, and we IABS would forward $2 of that $5 to the chapter of the individual's choosing. Because this is a very complicated process, we have decided to no longer do this. IABS dues is now just $5, and yay, now IABS gets to keep all that $5, so that's great. However, we do encourage people who would like to be a part, like formally, of another chapter to talk to those chapter presidents or whoever is the delegated person to do that. So, for example, if you want to be a part of Chicago chapter, possibly talk to Dave Meyer. I definitely will be doing that. All right. Any more new business that we'd like to discuss?
Madam President.
Yes, Denise. Yes, I was planning on doing that.
And also about the listserv.
Oh, yes, listserv. Very good idea. We have a listserv. It's IABS Talk. And you all should go on that. I think Ronza is coming up here.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, just kidding. Ronza is not coming up here. She tricked me. Oh, okay. Well, yes. Okay, I'm going to repeat what Kathy just said for the people who are streaming. She said, students, please apply for the state scholarship. Also, please apply for the national scholarship and tell your blind friends about the scholarships because we'd like to see as many applicants as possible. Any more new business or announcements?
Rose?
Yes, Debbie? Okay. IABS. So for the listserv, it is?
To join, send an email to iabs-talk-request@nfbnet.org. IABS.
Here, Ronza, can you talk in the mic, please?
Oh, sure.
Ronza knows better than I, so I'm going to let her do that.
I don't know anything. She knows everything. She taught me everything I know. I'm not kidding. IABS, B as in boy, as in like our division, /talk-request@nfbnet.org. You should send an email there with the subject line request, and you don't have to worry about anything else in the body of the email or anything. And then once you'll get a confirmation that you've been subscribed, to send an email to the actual listserv, and the email address that'll show up when you receive other people's emails will be iabs-talk@nfbnet.org. So they'll drop the dash request part. You only need that once.
Okay. And there was a request that we announce when our meetings are. These meetings typically happen on the second Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. Central Time. And in order to call into these meetings, you call the number 218-936-1200. 218-936-1200. And then this is a conference call line, so they will ask you for your passcode. And our passcode's really easy to remember. It's IABS. So it's 4227. And then it'll probably ask you, hit the pound key, and then you'll enter the conference and you'll be on our calls. Just a little bit about our calls. They happen once a month, second Sunday typically, but at the end of each meeting we will confirm the date and time. I encourage my board members especially to come on these calls. We need a quorum. But I also encourage all IABS members who are interested in what we're doing to call in. Even if you're not an IABS member, feel free to come in and call and see what we're up to and let your voice be heard about any student issues you might have.
This is Connie Davis. I also would like you to remind the new students that if they forget when the meeting is, that meeting will also be posted on the NFB website.
Okay.
And you can check that.
Connie would like everyone to know that, and I would like everyone to know as well, that... if you forget when our IABS meeting is, you can always check the website, and it's posted there. Or you can always call me. And I'm actually going to give out my phone number right now because I want to be accessible to all of you. If you ever have any questions or, wait, when was the meeting? Was it at 7 or 7:30? Just feel free, drop me a text, give me a call. So I'm kind of stalling right now so you can actually take out your cell phones and get this in your phone. All right, my number, I'm Rose Sloan, R-O-S-E-S-L-O-A-N. My number is 224-456-6790. So 224-456-6790.
You can also follow us on Twitter at NFBI, and we'll announce the meetings there. Okay, sorry, one second. I also want to announce that for those of you who have not yet come to see me to give me your contact information, please do that at some time today during the general session. Sean Mayo, did you have something?
Yeah, I'd just like to say a few words.
Sean Mayo would like to say a few words.
I want to congratulate the new board. I think this is exciting and looking forward to getting to know all of you better. I remember when I was president of the Illinois Student Division, and wow, the best times of my life on here, and to come back is really good. But I just want to quickly say to people, I remember being a college student, even though it was quite a while ago. And I remember thinking that I kind of had the world by the tail, or that's what people told me. But really, I was letting blindness control a lot of things that I did. I have some residual vision, and I remember always wondering, well, if the lighting's not right, how am I going to do something? Well, if I couldn't see, how am I going to do this? So I did get training at Blind Incorporated after I had graduated summa cum laude through college and did it all with the weight of the world on my shoulders, even though others didn't know that. So after training, I had more free time, even though there was more reading, more writing, more socializing with instructors in graduate school. I actually had more time that I could decide what to do with my life because of getting the skills and the confidence and even furthering the positive attitude of the Federation and internalizing that, of really knowing that I could do that. So I encourage you to please consider getting training at one of our NFB training centers if you would like to be in control of your life rather than blindness controlling it. So thank you for being here this weekend and letting me be a part of that. And if you'd like to know more, just come and see me. I'll still be around this morning. And you can always check out more at www.blindinc.org. And we also have literature on the back table. So Rose, congratulations. It's exciting. You guys are our future. And look forward to seeing everybody grow and being back again. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Is there any more new business? Any more new business? No, we haven't adjourned yet. I just want everyone to know that our first meeting, I guess, is going to be not today, but next week, since that'll be the second Sunday of the month, at 7 p.m. Central. I already gave you the phone number, but I'm going to have the new board introduce themselves and just talk about, hopefully, some ideas for IAPS for the upcoming year. Please mark your calendars for that. All right. If there's nothing else anyone would like to say, maybe I can have a motion to adjourn. Oh, sorry, Liz. Would you like to say something?
I have two possible clarifications.
Oh, yes?
One of which regards the subscribing to the IAPS Talk mailing list. Is that not in the subject? Do you not put the word subscribe?
She said request. It's subscribe.
Instead of request?
Yeah, when you do the list.
Okay. So instead of saying IABS-talk-request. No. You say IABS.
No. In the subject of the email when you send it.
Oh, okay. So in the subject of.
I believe that you put subscribe.
Okay. So in the subject line, when you send your email to IABS-talk-request, you put in the subject line subscribe. Thank you for the clarification. And what was the other thing, Liz?
And my second clarification has to do with the Twitter account.
Okay.
The NFBI account is actually that of the affiliate.
That's
IAB does not have our own Twitter account, just to clear up any confusion if there was any.
Okay.
Thanks, Liz.
Thank you, Liz.
Thank you.
All right.
Welcome.
Any more comments, announcements, new business? Anyone want a motion to adjourn?
No, I keep trying. I won't be adjourned.
Can I have a second?
Second.
The meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much for coming, everyone.
Congratulations to everybody, and now we need to clear the room for a bit. Congrats, and move out. But come back at 9.